This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I can hear me now. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. There's a gazillion things. Oh, they can't see that. That's stupid if they can't see it. Let me see. I want you to look carefully. I want you to pay attention. Because you could be able to, you might be able to win one of these. Anyway, I'm Joe Macedo, host. Always a pleasure. See, if you're not watching, you miss all the fun. There's a lot of fun going on here. Let me see. The D is up on the counter. What can I tell you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Smarter people than I in the chat room. You know, seriously. And you know, you can get involved with them. If I make you nuts, you can at least get involved with them. And you get some good conversation. Head over to Facebook. Facebook's also got a live feed going on there as well. Check out our website. And I want to get right there. There is so much stuff going on. And you know today's van attack. I'm not making light of it, but you know exactly what took place when we first heard about it, right? It was a van attack. And I could just, as the day goes on, you know, again, this is proof positive. When I always tell you, and I'll jump on these stories right away, and I don't stick my finger in somebody's face right away and say, this is what it is, this is who it is, this is what it's about. I don't do that. Never have. Because I want more than that. I want to know for real that this was an Islamic attack. I want to know for real what it is before I start spewing what I believe it to be. But the Spanish police announced earlier that they killed several people in an anti-terror operation in Cambrai, and that was hours after a van rammed into a crowd of about 70 miles away in Barcelona. They killed over 13 people, and they killed 13 people, injured many more. And our prayers, our hearts go out to those families. I'm not one of those guys that's going to put up, so don't ask me to, okay? I'm not putting up a flag that says we are all Spain, because you know what? We're not all Spain. Yeah, we're all humans. We don't want this kind of thing going on, but we're not all Spain. That doesn't show you're in solidarity. Okay? What shows you're in solidarity is to figure out what's making this stuff happen and push back against it. Right? This is going on all over Spain. I didn't know. I heard today that Spain is only 4% Muslim, but they really don't have an idea how many people came because there were a boatload of boats that came over and dumped a bunch of these people on the beaches. And they ran into the cities and other places. So they don't really have their... I'm sure all these people came forward at one point in time and said, oh yeah, we were one of those people that ran up on the beach. I doubt that very much. So state-owned broadcaster RTVE reported police killed four people and injured another after police suspected they were planning a second terror attack to happen. Meantime, authorities were on the hunt for the van driver. And I purposely I purposely went to CNN, MSNBC, and those stations when I first heard about this morning. And that van attack got up on its own, decided it was going to go kill a bunch of people. God forbid we call it what it is, right? So at least two people have been arrested as suspects in the Barcelona incident, according to the regional president of Catalonia. One of the suspects is a Spanish national from Melilla, and the other is a Moroccan citizen who lived in Spain legally. Now, ISIS claimed responsibility for the terror attack on Thursday, though, through its propaganda arm. You know, I don't always believe. When they first put something out, did anybody really believe that they're responsible for all of this? See, I don't. Now, the perpetrators of the attack in Barcelona are Islamic State soldiers and carried out the operation on command of ISIS. A senior police officer said the van attack is connected to a gas explosion inside a house in town of Alcanar on Wednesday. One person was killed, several injured there as well. Authorities confirmed that police fatally shot the driver of a vehicle that drove through a police checkpoint and struck two officers. See, it's not going to be any better. And if you really believe that, you know, again, watch how daintily, I have no other name for it, watch how daintily mainstream handles this. Because if we find out this guy is a Muslim, did it in the name of Allah, as happened Saturday, can we blame all Muslims then? Yeah, I'm mixing the two together on purpose. Because you can't have it three ways. You can't have it every single way you want. Now, the fellow who did the killing, who I can't even pronounce his name, let alone even want to say it, he rented the van. A government official has confirmed to the news source that intelligence agencies are now combing through their holdings, including terror watch lists to determine if this guy was known to the FBI, DHS, and other agencies. Now, they're looking to see if this radicalized individual, why wasn't he on the government's radar? Was he on the government's radar? How did he get past if he was on the government's radar? But heck, let him on in by the hundreds of thousands, because we'll eventually get around to vetting them. Maybe we just make it illegal for them to rent a van until we can vet them. Because it's clearly a van attack, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back, hopefully, if we can make the connection with Andrea Kay right after this. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots. And listen, if you look at the... See, if you're not watching, then you get bupkis. But if you look at the desk, I've got a Donald Duck, actually. And I don't mean Donald Duck like... like Disney Donald Duck. I'm talking about our Donald the Duck up on the studio little shelf up there. And I may do a giveaway on it later on. It's a little floaty. You can give it to your kid while he's in the tub. No, I don't want to hear about you playing with it in your tub. I'm giving it to your little children. Anyway, always a pleasure to have Andrea Kay with me. And I love when she's on with me. I think she has as much fun as I do with this. Andrea, thanks for joining me tonight.
Always super fun to be with you, especially doing what I'm doing right now, which is I'm participating in California's oldest tradition, sitting in, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic, trying to make my way home.
One of the largest parking lots in the country. Although I don't know how to take that. I'm a little more exciting than sitting in stuck traffic. Anyhow, we'll move on.
Hey, well, consider it a compliment. There are some news hosts that are not as much fun as sitting in traffic.
Okay. All right. I'll take that and run with it. Hey, since we're talking about some only stuff that really happens in California, and it's a sad story, but it is kind of weird. I mean, somebody decided to get naked, climbed to the top of the train. Now, a crane, what was it, 100-some-odd feet?
Yeah, well, it was 120 feet up. But, see, the story actually started at 5 a.m. And, I guess, you know, to me, this is like the greatest story of the day yesterday. But maybe it just didn't make it past L.A. But I encourage everybody to Google it because it was absolutely fascinating. I was riveted. It started with a guy stealing a car at a car dealership out in San Bernardino. Then he ends up leading the cops on a high-speed chase all over Southern California. Again, another Southern California tradition. Thank you, O.J. It was also a white SUV. The chase ends up on the port of Los Angeles in San Pedro, where after the guy did donuts for about 10 minutes, he ends up getting, and the cops for 3 hours have been following him, right? But for some reason, they didn't make it to San Pedro in time to stop him from crawling up a crane 200 feet, almost 200 feet over the air, right?
Right.
So he's up there hanging out for a while, and then he decides, well, what else would anybody do up on a crane? He decided to get naked, right? So then the camera crews aren't sure what to do about the situation because this guy is naked up on a crane. So he cruises around for a while, and, you know, I guess it's kind of hard to stay up on a crane when you're naked and covered in grease. At one point, he was hanging by his fingertips, Joe. And he managed to pull himself back up as the SWAT teams were trying to get up at him. But then, unfortunately, we don't know what happened. He ended up falling.
It is sad.
But it was sad, but it was riveting. And, you know, but riveting, sad and riveting is kind of what fascinates Americans now.
But how bad does one have to be? You know, I know we've got mental health issues all over the country. You know, here's somebody, I guess we'll find out eventually what went down with it. But you got to feel sad for somebody who gets to that point. I just think the kind of sort of somewhat humorous part was the thought process to take off one's clothes at the top of whatever.
Well, you know, it seemed to me like the guy was on drugs, and so I think as we learn more about it, we might find out it's another casualty of the opioid, you know, epidemic that we have. Mm-hmm. But the jokes were going all over, you know, some talk shows today, like, oh, this is going to be the new reality show, Naked on a Crane, because we already got Naked and Afraid, right, which is a reality show.
Have you watched that?
Around and
have you watched
that? Oh, my God. Oh, here's why I say, no, I don't watch that show.
But okay, look it. I know we're having a little bit of fun here, but Andrea, who sits around? I always wondered. I wonder the weird stuff. Who sat around?
Uh-huh.
All right, having a bite of piece of pizza. Hey, you know what? I got a great idea for a show. Two people who don't know each other. We go into the woods. We have them take their clothes off. Okay, they each get one tool they can bring with them. Hey, let's leave them there for a couple of days and see what happens. Hey. Give me another joint, will you? Because that's the only way I can come up with it.
Well, I think clearly TV producers have run out of ideas when that's where we've gone.
Really?
With TV. But, you know, and it's Hollywood. You know, it's like, you know, they're crazy up in Hollywood. Maybe the TV producers need to go spend some time up on a crane 200 feet up naked, and maybe they'll decide to do something a little bit more cerebral. I don't know. Something's got to shake things up.
That's what I mean. Why not do these shows like they used to have, what do they call them, after school specials? Do these shows about people overcoming. How about that? How about we do some shows about people, you know, getting to the whatever the brass ring is. Instead, no, we're gonna play on and enjoy people failing. It seems like that's what we're pushing for. That excites us to no end. It's just disgusting.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought up the after school. school specials because in many ways they were also cautionary tales. You know, it was about, like, I remember one when I was a kid that had to do with a girl hitchhiking. And then you're like, you know what? I ain't never going to hitchhike after watching that because you learn something from it. Nowadays, there's no right and wrong. Nowadays, we might find out, you know, nowadays we, you know, Michael Brown was a hero who died attacking a cop, and the President of the United States sends a delegation to him. We know there was a political element, but it's also a reflection of society to where there's no right and wrong anymore, and nobody's responsible for their own actions. There's no cautionary tale anymore. There's always an excuse.
No, well, the right and wrong is what you perceive to be right or wrong. If you feel good, if you think it's the right thing, then you ought to do it because then it's the right thing to do. That's where we're at right now. It's just disgusting. It shows we've lost our moral compass, our moral boundaries. You know, we're not gonna have time until we hit the next segment. But Trump is just 600 votes away from impeachment, and you had brought that up when you first got on with me here. And as I look through the story, hey, this is amazing. There is absolutely nothing to impeach him on, and yet they're getting ready to get the votes together, should they even find something that almost smells like they might be able to impeach him, to make it happen. And our GOP members are on board with this. I find it, it's disgusting and amazing at the same time. I don't get any of this. I really don't. We don't have a GOP anymore, do we?
No, we don't. And it's been a one-party system for a while. They successfully hid behind some clever excuses for a while, and now they're out of excuses anymore. Well, they're trying to hide behind the excuse of, well, they don't have 60 votes in the Senate, which is a bunch of crap because they could change the rules at any time.
Yep.
So, you know, they're getting to the point to where now, where you've got McCain and others, to where they're just coming out and they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're totally on board with taking out Trump. Getting back to the idea of right and wrong, there is a concept of right and wrong in this country now, and if anything traditional America, anything conservative, anything Trump, anything Trump supporter is wrong, because Trump doesn't
hold that thought.
The one party fraud.
Got to go for a break. I know. Hit the pause button. I know it's tough. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Andrea and Kay right after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved. And some of you, you don't want to call in, you don't want to send me an email, that's fine. But get involved in the chat room. I can see what you're saying, I can see how you're following the conversation, and maybe I can ask the questions that you want to ask. Andrea Kay joins me, as she'll be doing on a regular basis now. And I always like when she's on with me. Different perspective, and we talk at about the same rate. I think we're both at about 6,000 words a minute. Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me back. Hey, I'm curious if anybody in the chat room's talking about the idea of being naked and on a crane.
Oh,
if that sounds like a good idea to you.
I don't want to know. I really don't want to know, because then I start having these visions I shouldn't have. But maybe it'll help me lose more weight. Yeah. I don't know, but whatever.
Exactly. Anyway, Trump and the impeachment plan.
So we've got, they say they're six senators away, and, you know, you're looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, okay, everything in the article is around what might come out of the investigations, right? So all he's not been, we haven't seen anything turned up that said, oh, my God, if this is true, he's done. But the ones that are complaining the most are the ones that he called them fools and total quitters. The ones that he's called out are the ones that are pushing back against the president. So this is a prideful thing, right? I mean, this is they're going to get back at him. Isn't that a great way to get back at the at a president of these United States?
Yeah, get back at the voters. Get back at the American citizens that are struggling to try to pay the bills or been looking for work, or, you know, they've got a business and they're, you know, hoping that maybe things are going to turn around economically and they're going to be able to grow their business and meet the payroll without having to take out a second mortgage on their home. You know, what these, you know, GOP, members of, it's a one-party system now, and what they seem to forget is that the American people are on to them. That's why they went outside of all of the, 39 different GOP candidates that came forth in the primary and brought in an outsider. And he actually won states like Michigan and the blue wall that supposedly was impenetrable. The American people still support Trump. I heard poll numbers today on my way home that 60-something percent of Americans, including Democrats, still think those statues should stay. And that's a good sign for him because the onslaught that he has had against him after the Charlottesville thing, look, the investigation we know of is a witch hunt, all meant to undermine him. This whole thing with Charlottesville, all meant to undermine him, and it's not working with the American people because the American people elected him for a reason. They trust, as bad as the poll numbers are for Trump, they're better than the poll numbers.
Yeah, but Andrea, how many friends do you have that have been called with one of those poll questions?
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't been called. I don't know anybody that's
I don't called. Either. I don't know anybody's been called. So when they keep coming up with these polls, I'm going, I have no neighbors that have been called. I have no friends that have been called. Nobody.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing to me where are really their numbers coming from. Hey, let's talk a little bit, though, about the comment when one of the things that set them off again was when President Trump said there were some good people there, too. And people went nuts. And I said, you know what? What a bunch of boneheads. You're telling me that nobody left their house that morning going down there thinking, expecting to take or partake in a peaceful protest where they could hold up a sign or be there in support of having those statues come down or stay up or whatever the situation is. Think about what mainstream media has done. Think about what some of these boneheads have done. What they have said is that every single person that went there, every one of them that went there was a white supremacist.
Yeah, I mean, I find that absolutely, first of all, it defies credulity and common sense because we all saw Facebook videos, endless streaming videos of good people that were there. Some people there just out of curiosity to document what happened. Many good people who were good traditional Americans who see the second and third level implications of what these statue and monument removals are about. And it's not about giving a crap about the minorities or caring about slavery or how minorities might feel about these statues. You know, it's about a cultural Marxist play to rip apart America. And that's why friends and family of mine in New Orleans actually went and also protested the removal of the statues and monuments. And you know what? Some of them were black because they could see what this was really about. And today, it's also playing out. You know what? It wasn't good enough to remove the Robert E. Lee Circle in New Orleans or the monuments in Charlottesville. What are they talking about now, Joe? They're talking about George Washington, the Washington Monument. They're talking about the Jefferson Memorial.
Yep.
Because if they can delegitimize our founders, then they can delegitimize our Constitution and everything we stand for. So there were many good people there in Charlottesville, just like in New Orleans and other places, that get it. But they don't want us to get it. That's why they've got to paint everybody there as a white supremacist racist. And
well,
it's shameful.
But President Trump was again correct in saying these statues shouldn't come down because where does it stop? Does it? How far back does it go? Do we wipe out every statue, every memory, every picture, everything on every founding father that had a slave? And I'll tell you something else. You know, if they would look at the letters that our founding fathers wrote each other, especially when it came to slavery and such, the majority of them weren't necessarily for slavery. They really knew, though, that if they let their slaves free, if they let them go, that they would have been treated even worse with some of the other people that would have taken them or grabbed them. And I'm not saying that slavery was good, but what I'm saying is that some of our founding fathers treated those slaves like they were family. So I wish people would do their homework, actually dig down deep. The other thing you said was, you know, about the Dems caring. Dems have never cared about minorities, never. They've always seen them as a tool to get to make sure they got votes so they got back into office again.
Look at New Orleans, for example. Mitch Landrieu, who, you know, had these monuments and statues taken down in the middle of the night because there was so much local protest. We recently, I think I might have even talked about it on your show last time I was on, we had flooding in New Orleans recently that was second only to Katrina and the amount of damage. Same neighborhoods that happened after Katrina. Where was Mitch Landrieu? He had skipped town, the same guy that supposedly cared so much about the black people in New Orleans they had to tear down the statues. He left the pumping stations closed, left these poor minority business owners and homeowners that barely got their lives back after Katrina. He left them as sitting ducks again, and they got flooded all over again. You're right. They use black people just like they use women, just like they use all the minorities for their own political gain. And you know what? To anybody offended by a Robert E. Lee statue, you're no more offended by that than I am every time I drive by a Planned Parenthood facility.
You know, I got some, and I'm sure other people did it too, but I got a little bit of flack last night because what I sent out was this. I said, look, you're totally pulled apart or tore apart. And when you see the Confederate flag, when you see these statues or what have you, but you have no problem with the communist flag. You know, when you see these protests on May Day, what's that?
Or isn't there a statue of Stalin in Seattle that's 16 feet tall? Nobody's trying to rip that down.
No. But seriously, it's this selective outrage, and what ends up happening is so you're okay with a communist flag that represents millions of people being oppressed, millions of people being cold-bloodedly killed, a regime, I don't know. It makes me nuts. I lose my mind over it because I'm going, do you not know what these things mean? They don't know.
How many of them know that Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger for the purpose of eradicating black people? How many millions of black babies have been, you know, killed at Planned Parenthood? And yet we even have Republicans like Susan Collins saying she couldn't vote for repeal and replacement of Obamacare because it didn't have funding for Planned Parenthood. I mean, the selective outrage is it's nauseating. Now I'm sounding like Comey. I'm getting nauseous like my man
told me. Well, no, the thing with the Planned Parenthood is very valid, and they go crazy because you say, look, Margaret Sanger could care less about women's rights. She couldn't give a crap. She called them undesirables. She said that that you had to weed out, you had to thin out the undesirables, that people shouldn't reproduce who couldn't take care of their own. She's got all these lines that if a white woman today, a white Republican woman ever said this today, she'd be run out of the country, wouldn't she?
Well, yeah. And that kind of reminds me of that Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy. Was that his name in Charlottesville? How come nobody's talking about that? That dude has been tweeting out for years now about how much he hates white people. That's why he hates snow. And, you know, he hates looking at all these bony white women in their sundresses. And he just gets so much satisfaction out of white men having to look up at him with his power. I haven't heard anybody else in the media talking about this. Where's the investigation in him? It's so one-sided right now. You're not allowed to say all lives matter, and you're not allowed to say all racism matters. And God bless Trump. My only criticism of Trump during this whole time was that he initially backed down. He made a statement Saturday, then he came out and kowtowed to the bullies and got specific on the KKK. But he corrected himself and then went back and made a good statement that there was evil and violence on both sides and good people there.
Yep. I agree. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. Andrea Kay joins me. She'll be back after the break. So will I hope. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get the app. You need to get the phone app, okay? It's an Apple one, and there's one for Android, and that way there, you could partake of the fun that we're having. I actually have a Donald J. Duck. What do you want to call that thing?
It's a rubber ducky.
I never had a rubber ducky. We were poor. I might have had a real one, but I never had a rubber one. Anyway, the rubber ducky, I got it up on the desk, and then we have our Donald Trump bobblehead with his arms folded like, yeah, come on, bring it on. I like that look. I'm sorry, I do. Anyway, Andrea Kaye joins me, as she's been doing every week and hopefully more. Always appreciate the time when she's on with me. Andrea, tell people where they can hear your show and your TV show as well.
Well, thank you for asking. The Andrea Kaye Show is every Tuesday on AM 1170 in San Diego. The podcasts are on my website, AndreaKayShow.com. I do a Facebook Live broadcast on Tuesday mornings. Mondays, I'm on Tipping Point on One America News at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's where I duke it out every week with a Democrat. Super fun. West Coast Weekly is my new show, which is politics, but also hot topics and pop culture and other stuff. And that is, we started out on The Blaze, TV because that's going to have like 60 million homes instead of like 15 million. And that begins on September 4th. So follow me on Facebook and for updates on that. We recorded another show today. And thank you for asking.
Always a lot of fun. You're right. I don't even know what. So when do you sleep? Like between 2 and 3 in the morning? Because that's about all that's left,
well,
right?
You know what? Yeah, that's about it. I'm super excited. I'm actually taking a weekend off, believe it or not. I'm flying to Atlanta tomorrow to visit family for the weekend, and I'm coming back Monday. So
I know what you're
maybe
doing.
Maybe I might not even come back.
You're going to take down statues, aren't you? That's what you're doing. I know you're.
Well, you know, there's only one structure removal that I might support, and that is if we're going to take down structures under the idea that we're going to end some bigotry, how about we start by removing mosques?
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. You know, it's really funny because if you lay out the logic of the left, if you say to them, okay, so if you're allowed to do this, then shouldn't we be allowed to do this? Doesn't it apply here? It's like if they can blame, we talked about this before, if they can blame all conservative whites for what took place over the weekend from what one white guy did, then they lend credibility to blaming all of the terrorism that was committed by radical Muslims on Muslims, right?
Well, yes, except for me, the idea with the mosques is not that it's blaming all Muslims. It's the fact that...
What it represents.
Well, it's the fact that the mosques, even though the majority of the people in the mosques are not radicals, that's where the terrorists are being harbored. They're being, you know, Philip Haney was taken off investigations that he says it tied together all these mosques in Southern California, and he thinks he could have prevented the San Bernardino massacre. So no, by saying, you know, the removal of mosques is not, unfortunately for the good moderate Muslims, they might lose their worship facility, but we would rout out some terrorism because that's where they're hiding.
Yeah, they can't, like I keep saying on the show, they can't have it three ways. You can't have it just your way and believe that everything you have to say, like this, the attack that happened over in Spain, right? They wouldn't call it a terrorist attack. They would call it a van attack. 13 people were killed because we want to play political correctness. And then what do the Spanish police do? They go out and they take down a few other groups today, and none of them, I think, were Irish Catholic, last I checked.
Well, right. Yeah. So speaking of taking down, you know, monuments that had to do with mistreatment of people, how about the Colosseums where Christians were slaughtered? But you're right about the Muslims. You know, it's like, you know, there's people wanting this guy from Charlottesville to be prosecuted for attempting to mow down 100 people when he only got one. But, you know, a Muslim can take out 13 people, and it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, but it's all about the van, right? Oh, and then Wolf Blitzer, supposedly on CNN, says earlier today, he says he asked a very important question, Joe, was what happened in Barcelona a copycat crime from Charlottesville?
Oh, you know, one thing about Wolf, it's always that hard-hitting, I don't even know what to call it, because it ain't news and it ain't real. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and it ain't real sensical, and it's not real intelligent. It's just, it's like, who's, you know that he's got an earbud in his ear and somebody's feeding him a script. How old is he now?
No.
Go away, Wolf!
He doesn't need any help being that ignorant. He can do it all by himself, I'm sure. Just amazing. The you know, another thing about pulling these statues down, you see what's happening is the police have gone and arrested some of the people that they have on film that were pulling these statues down, and they're charging them with crimes. So a whole bunch of protesters showed up at one of the police stations and said, no, we did it, because they're thinking they're going to overwhelm the system. And all the police chief has to say is, I got pictures. None of you were in them. That's number one. Number two is you've got Dems that are coming out saying, well, all they were doing was they were exercising their right to protest. Well, they have a right to protest. They don't have a right to tear down public property. They don't have a right to break the law. They don't have a right at taxpayer expense to, you know, to drag out the cops and have them have to clean up the mess. They don't have a right to do all that. They're very confused at what a protest is, right?
Confused as to what rights are. What are the rights are under the Constitution? You have that vice mayor illegally pulling permits of people that have a right under the Constitution, regardless of whether or not you like what they're about to protest. They have a right under the Constitution to do it. That's what our First Amendment rights are meant to protect, not just speech that you like or a rally that you like. No, again, nobody's really talking about that. The ACLU people, but you do not have the right to take down something that you don't. I get offended by seeing people wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt. I see that all the time. But I don't have the right to go and rip it off of them and burn it.
And they don't even know, most of them don't even know who she is. They have no idea what that person did or didn't do. Absolutely none, but yet they're wearing them as a t-shirt. Oh, God bless America. Then talk about rhinos. You know, you're down in Daryl Isoland, and I am always amazed at these guys that will not step up, will not stand up for the president, and not in everything he does, because you and I have tore him apart for some of the dumb things he's done, but ICE is really off on this. Tell people what he's doing.
The past couple of weeks with Daryl Issa, who's been on my show quite a few times. We have a nice, friendly relationship because I was getting emails from dopey stuff that just legislation that is, you know, not even relevant to a squirrel on the street. I mean, just to try to act like he's doing something. Then I get an email today that he wants a congressional investigation into the impact of Charlottesville and white supremacy on this country. And I thought, oh, Sookie, now you've really lost me, Issa, because that's basically taking sides with the left, pushing a false narrative on the American people, giving cover to Antifa, the real terrorist. There's terrorists, white nationalists, white supremacists, terrorists, but don't be giving cover to BLM, who have been terrorizing, and Antifa, that have been terrorizing this country for over a year.
I'm always amazed. Like I said, I have been saying it for a long time. I'm sure you have too. These guys are not Republicans. They're not. We're supposed to do what they want us to do. They don't understand that they serve us. And rhinos is too good of a word for some of these people. How long has Issa been there? He's been there for years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's been there forever. And, you know, he's very intelligent, very good at what he does in order. You know, and it's tough to be a Republican in San Diego because the Republican Party, little by little, has just completely given the state away. But they don't seem to learn that, you know, giving it away inch by inch, you know, when you continue to give an inch to the Democrats, this is where you end up, America. And now it's at the point to where he's really of no use to us anymore as a Republican. The Republican Party has given this state away, and now little by little they're giving the entire country away. And I think they're all mistaken if they think that they're going to ride into reelection again using the same old excuses, or even worse, trying to pile on against Donald Trump, who still has the support of the American people. And we know who's stopping him from getting his agenda passed, and it's not just Democrats.
You know, he still has almost 80% approval rating among mainstream Republicans. Think about that. Not right-wing, white supremacist Republican conservatives, but mainstream Republicans. So I look at that and say, these guys are out of touch. But here's the thing. It's not that they're thinking like a Democrat. They're thinking like they think. They're thinking what they believe to be truth. And it happens to line up with all those policies, all those principles that you and I don't subscribe to. So I don't know why don't this register as a Democrat and get it over with.
Well, yeah, they need to Harlan Specter themselves all the way to the other side and be a little bit more honest, you know. But I think they're calling themselves Republicans because there's already Democrats here. So, you know, they might as well. They're just opportunists. Yeah, that's all they are. It's about self-preservation. The interesting thing, and it's got to be about power because ISA has more money than, you know, even Nancy Pelosi. Dude's worth, what, $500 million or something like that? So he ain't in it for the money. It's about power.
I love all the emails I get from him on how bad it's getting and how much the Dems are raising, and we have to give him more money. And we I'm not giving you guys anything. I give it local. I help out the local electeds, and that's it. I don't help out the state and federal level anymore because I have no control. Hey, we're running up against it. Tell people really quick where they can find you.
Basically, go to my website, AndreaKShow.com. It's got all the details there, and I look forward to being back here on the real side weekly. Going forward.
We're
going to
have a lot of fun. And you take a couple days. Really take a couple days. Shut the phone off. That's the only way it's going to work. You know that. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
I am. I'm going
to well, more. We're going to talk about Keith Ellison and how much David Duke likes him in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.